Thank you. Okay. Anyway, again, what does the word mechitza mean? Shutem shiratza lasas mechitza.
Split. Like splitting in half.
Something that divides it in half. Yeah. Something
that mechitza. Mechitza means a wall, or mechitza means chaluka.
So that's what the Gemara is going to declare later.
Yeah, what does Mary come out?
It's a plukta.
The plukta. Rashi, okay, if it means, I'm assuming Rashi is working with the assumption it means chaluka, because if it means that they wanted to make a wall, so then I don't know if you have to say, if Rashi would need to say what he said, right? In other words, Rashi is explaining, Rashi makes an ukimta, not really an ukimta, but Rashi makes an ukimta that the chatzer and the house is open to the chatzer. Why does he make that ukimta? Because although that's to make hesek riyah. And you need the hesek riyah to explain why you have to build the wall. But if mechitza means a wall, then I don't know if you would need that. I don't know. I'm not sure. Pashas, you wouldn't need that. They decide they want to make a wall, then you have to make a wall. Okay, so it sounds like that mechitza just means that they want to split.
Doesn't the Gemara entertain both options later?
Look at the Rabbeinu Gershon. He says, funny. Shutin de isvei chotzim is shutis, and it's ratzel lachlok milasos mechitza. So he learns that lasos mechitza means both. I don't know. He says the Gemara has two options, and he learns, you know, like, you know,
it says mechitza is a putta, and it says maybe it's a guda, like guda is a wall.
Yeah, I say, but the Rabbeinu Gershon almost learns it both ways. You know, funny. Okay. Anyway, so the abundance I call yourself an emsa. Okay, that sounds good. Rashi says be'emza, zed no say mechelko chatzi makom obi akaiso, v'kein zeh. Right? Rashi is a little strange. What's strange about Rashi? What would you say? What's strange about Rashi?
How else would you explain be'emza?
Yeah, like emza means in the middle. So what obviously be'emza means in the middle. So what Rashi says, you give, each one gives half of the his chenik. So obviously.
Well, maybe there's a tzad that someone could say, I'll be happy with a skimpier wall, so I only want to give like less than half the.
Okay, but that's what it says in the next line of the Mishnah, that you have to give, you have to build to the measurements. But it just, so I don't know, that's in the very next line of the Mishnah.
Let's say you live in a place that has that the minhag ha-makom is less than what the Mishnah prescribes. Maybe another guy wants to do like the full minhag. How could that be?
I don't know.
So that, how's Rashi excluding that? How's he bavarning
that? Well, then it's like, okay, so that's if the word
emsa, only has to get that much.
Emsa means in the middle. You know, so Rashi says, how do you get the middle? Then they say, that's obviously, that's what be'emsa means. There's no other way of doing be'emsa unless each guy gives half of the of his land. I don't know. How else?
But let's say the line between wasn't like a flat line, it was like jagged. So each person could give like the square footage that would be equivalent. And even if it would be like at this point, it'd be like rove in one side, then a little bit down the line, it's rove on the other side.
I don't know, but that's not, I don't know. Okay. Sounds too complicated.
No, but that would be like,
so but, maybe more basic, maybe a more basic case. A basic case is, let's say the property line, as he's saying, is not even. And in order to make it half and half, you have to use more materials in order to build a wall 50-50. So maybe you'd say if it's you could use that fewer materials and it'll end up being a little bit more from one than the other, you do it that way. Even if it ends up being a little more than 50% of one person's wall.
Yeah, but that's what it says, be'emsa. It just says be'emsa.
No, but be'emsa just means between the two of them. It doesn't mean that 50% of the land has to be coming from each of them. It doesn't mean if the wall has to go crooked just because the property line is crooked.
He's saying emsa doesn't necessarily mean equal be emsa. Without Rashi, I wouldn't know emsa means equally be emsa.
Right, that if the property line goes crooked, I would say the wall could still go straight because it's going to end up using less property that way, and even if it ends up being more in one and the other. We don't necessarily have to have 50-50 of the land exact, as long as the wall goes in between.
Okay, I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe it means that...
What?
Maybe it just means that without Rashi, you'd say that Bemta's lav dafka. Where the wall goes is not important. The main thing is they want to make a chalukah, and then they both have to chip in, right? We're learning mechitza is being chalukah. You may think that the only halakha is they both have to chip into the cost of the wall. Mm-hmm. Rashi saying no, bat emsa means it's dafka, that each one has to give part of their place.
Okay, I hear. I'm just not so happy with any of the pshatim. What can I do?
Doesn't the Gemara says that if one of them has two entrances, doesn't he get get the dalet amos in front of the entrance?
I don't know, not familiar. So therefore, what?
So then theoretically, it's possible. Like, let's say a guy has three entrances and one guy has one entrance. So the mechitza is not really going to be literally in the middle in between them. So Rashi is coming to say that the word ba'emtza does not mean, you know, this guy gets 50%, this guy gets 50%. There might be a situation where this guy is getting really 55%. Rather, the ba'emtza is coming to tell me, once we decided what they're dividing, each one will have to give from his property, he's going to have to give, you know, half of the thickness of the wall, as opposed to thinking that ba'emtza really means literally, you know, 50% to you and 50% to you.
And that's true, that sometimes one guy gets more part of the chutz than the other.
I just have some kind of recollection from many, many years ago that something about whoever has a Pesach automatically gets the dalet amos in front of whatever Pesach he has.
And he gets more land at the end of the day.
Sorry?
He ends up with more land.
I don't know. I'm just, this is okay. From many, many years ago, recollection.
All right, let's go further. I don't know. Okay, so it's like, oh, it's so bad. So, okay. Malkam shenago livnos kvil gazes kfisin veinim bainim. Rashi says, kvil gazes kfisin. Kol mefarish b'gemara. So the Gemara is going to explain what these different things are. Okay, so we can wait till the Gemara. Hakol k'minig ha-medina. You follow the minig ha-medina. Rashi says, in minig livnos kvil. In other words, you can't go and say, I want the better, you found the better, the cheaper. You go with the minig ha-medina. Okay. Kvio, zenos and gimel tfachim. Zenos and gimel tfachim. Because zenos and tfachim maksa. Zenos and tfachim maksa. Kafrisin, zenos and tfachim. Zenos and tfachim. In other words, each wall is slightly skinnier than the other. So therefore, they have to give less land. Okay, that's not seemingly very pashut. Okay, that the Fikach is a big tumult here. We'll see in Taisus. And there's a rush. But the Fikach. So Rashi says, since in the beginning they're obligated to build Bein Shneim, if the wall fell many years later, everything is mine. Okay, so why not? Why can't he say that? If he's muksik, so why can't he say that?
This is they're a prior muksik.
What?
They're both, there's a prior muksik that they're both, that they're equally partners on the mukum and the avanim.
But now we have a, he claims he's holding the avadim now. Look at that. The wall fell. He's holding the avadim. Okay, the makom.
What changed just because the wall fell down? Well, the wall was standing, we would assume it's both theirs.
Does that work even if there's more recovery?
If they were arguing when the wall was still standing, we wouldn't like one guy just claimed it's my wall.
But now they're arguing the wall's not standing. He's
Mukhsik. Yeah, but the fact that the wall falls, why does that change the nature of the Mukhsik on the wall?
I don't hear the exact spot.
But is this Mukhsik against Amari Kama?
I don't know if this is that what you're saying, Aaron? Because it's Amari Kama?
However you want to define the initial how we grip their.
You're saying because we passed in already.
There's an assumption that a wall between two chaterim is.
Okay. Anybody have a different shot?
It's an Anansadi that they both built it.
Yeah, I would assume the simplest shot is that Ho'el B'tchias Abinyin Chayovim Achomim Nidos Ben Shneim. So therefore, there's an Ansadi that they both built in. So even though there's a Mukhsik, so Mukhsik loses on Ansadi. That would have been the simple shot. Aaron is kind of a different shot. Aaron's kind of shot is because the Mukhsik loses because we already paskined against the Mukhsik. It's like a Tfisa Lacha Shanod at a Safek. That's you're getting to talk for going. I don't know. That's the. But the partnership shot, I would have said, is because there's b'tchias abinyan chayavim achamim b'shneihem. So mistama, that's what happened. Okay. The problem a little bit is that the Gemara seems to say a different svara. What does the Gemara say? Since Andy, you're not bucking the Gemara, it seems. What does the Gemara say later, the svara is? So I have to, even though I said I didn't prepare, I did look for a second. The Rush quotes the Gemara. And he says that the reason is because the Shutim lo kapti adadi. So I don't know okay, I'm not sure.
Is that a fancy way of saying the same thing as a Nansadi?
No, it's completely different. Chupten al Kapti Adadi is a whole different style. Okay, I don't know. The Rambam says, you people, I don't know if you have a. I have a Mishnayis. There's a parish at Rambam. And the Mishnai Rambam says the reason is. Get the Rambam. Truth is, Chipna Kapach or something. I shouldn't have brought that in. I made a mistake. But the Rambam says the reason is because. Where's my Rambam? You don't know more about Kaveh Varaya. Kivin shehuksek mishneim. Right, kivin shehuksek mishneim. That sounds a little bit more like what Aaron Hertzberg was saying. No, kivin shehuksek mishneim. There's Rashi. I think Rashi is more mashma that ho'o v'tchides abinyan chayovim achamim livnos. Therefore, we assume that Rashi just seems to say simple reading of Rashi. And since mitzchilas hachamim, this is what we assume they're chayavim. So we assume that that's what happened. So therefore, the mukhsik doesn't work because the mukhsik is going against an umdina.
And without that svara, the chazaka would work, even though you're watching the wall fall down.
Why not?
See where it came from.
Why not?
Because you're watching.
It's
not watching.
Logical. Mukhsik is a svara that time. It's melutzich mechavero adavaraya man dekaved ekeva yenach lebeyasya. I'm holding it now. It's tough luck on you. Tuck for Cohen. Right? You know what we know even, got. If you hold tuck for Cohen, Amo Timo Samiado. We know how the guy got it. He grabbed it, right? Ainacha, no good mukhsik better than that. The guy grabbed it out of the other person's hands. And then he said, I win because I'm mukhsik.
Even if that helps for the stones, that doesn't help for the lands.
Okay, so with the land,
why should it help the
No, that is pashut. That the question is, Rashi maybe is explaining on the stones. Now there's pashut shot. The Mishnah says that yachleiku on everything. The question is, why should we be yachleiku on the stones? One guy's muksik. So Rashi seems to say, since betchilas abinyan chayovim achamim. So, Mistama, that's what happened. I mean, that's
the Mishnah says Hamakom va'avanim shel shneim. That sounds like it's saying the same din for both.
Hamakom is obvious.
So no, but it would sound from the Mishnah it's for the same reason. Whatever reason the Hamakom is both.
It is the same reason, except in the Hamakom there's no Havamina to say otherwise. On the stones you have a Chiddush, even though the guy's Muksik, and therefore you would think that maybe the Muksik would win. So the commandment on the Parshat Shan and Rashi is that the Anan Sadi beats the Muksik. On the Makom, it's also because of the Anan Sadi, but you don't need such a big, strong Anan Sadi because you're not fighting against the Muksik. So the Parshat Shan in Rashi is, so we assume that that's what they did. I think that's a simple Shan in Rashi.
Assume
an
Anan Sadi, is it the same thing?
Assume is like an Anan Sadi, yeah. Like I'm saying the Pashut Shan and Rashi would be but I'm saying, but the Rambam sounds like he says like Aaron Hertzberg. Because he says the Huksik Mishnayim. He doesn't say that it's because we have an umdina, it's Huksik. Huksik sounds like it was like Paskind already. What?
Don't we find the word chazaka used loosely like for an Anan Sadi?
Muksik Mishnayim, I don't know.
There's an Anan Sadi. It's Muksik that it's from both of them.
Even the Huksik Mishnayim.
That sounds like a Taisus we had on Bezim and Aleph above Metzia. We had Taisus like that.
I don't know. Huksik, Parshat Shad Huksik means it was the previous status. Huksik.
No, but it doesn't say Huksik Shnayim that they were both Muksik. It's Huksik Mishnayim that it is from each of them.
Right. So it's Huksik Mishnayim.
So how would that?
I don't know. You don't say the word Huksik. I mean, Huksik. I don't know. Huksik. We have Chazaka in Adam Perea talks Mano, but okay, that's an umdina. But Huksik. It's Huksik means. You want to say Huksik means that there's an umdina. Given the Huksik, there's an umdina.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe could the what's his name? Simon. What's Simon's first name? Sorry. The Mishnah does say Havanim Hamakim v'Havanim. So could it be that maybe when the wall, everyone knew the wall was in the middle, the wall falls down, and the guy claims that the entire area under the wall was my area. I get more. I own more than 50% of the field.
Right, but
the Mishnah is saying no because they would make you put the wall smack in the middle. So therefore, the Mishnah is saying that therefore the guy's entitled to.
I mean, the it sounds like the question is Rashi saying, "How is it being chayavim akamim livnos bein shneim?"
Right. It's got to be in the middle.
Right. Okay.
So therefore, when the wall falls down, the guy can't claim that it fell up that. I own the whole area under the wall,
right? And as he can't claim that, but okay.
And the fighting over
he can't claim that. He can't claim that on the stones either. And as he can't claim that he went ahead and did it himself. In other words, he would come along and claim that that you weren't so happy to build, and you didn't want to build, so I went ahead and I paid for the wall, and I gave the land, and I gave the stones. So he can't claim that. But
He's fighting for both.
He's fighting for both, right.
Oh, okay. That's Moshe Pshani.
He's fighting for both. He's coming along and he's saying that Mistama, I went ahead and he comes along and says, listen, you, whatever reason, didn't want to pay your portion. So I was very generous and I said, okay, I'll pay for the whole thing. And I went ahead and I gave this the Malcolm and I gave the stones. So Rashi seemed to say, chayavim, right? I think the word is chayavim is the big word. Since you were chayiv, So there's an assumption. If you're a chayiv, then you did it. Why would I pay if you were chayiv? That's not the normal thing. Why would one person build the whole thing if the other guy's chayiv? So I think the simple reading
of Rashi, or if he did, then he would have to have a shtar to prove that.
Right. So the simple shot in Rashi, I do think the simple shot in Rashi is mashma that's an ansadi.
That other pshat that Rebbe means
when something else. What?
That other pshat that Rebbe mentioned the rush.
Oh yeah, I made a mistake. I realized after I said I thought I didn't prepare. So it's a mistake. I made a mistake.
So I was just wondering that because I was looking at that rush and I was wondering that what's pshat? The rush seems to say that at the beginning it was both of theirs, and then even though now it's in one of theirs rishos. So then it's not a problem because Shutvin is low kapti adadi.
Like kapti adadi. Texas argues on that.
I made a mistake. I tell you the truth. I realized made a mistake. Shutvin low kapti adad. We'll see in Texas. There's two different muksiks. There's a muksik based on the fact of mandakova de kava.
Right.
Which is just no raya whatsoever, no logic, just Mandika, I have it, I get it. And there's a muksik based on what, you know, Gaijas Enem Chazaka, that how did I, why am I holding it? The fact that I'm holding it is a raya that it's mine. So that's already a raya. So obviously the rush is discussing the other issue because Shutan al Kapti Adadi is, it takes off the other thing. When you come along and you say, I can prove to you it's mine because it wasn't mine, what's it doing in my rishus? So the answer is, what do you know? Why it's in your rishus? Because shupten okapti adadi. So I made a mistake. The rush is discussing the other issue. And when I read it, when I was saying it over, I realized.
But doesn't it need explaining?
Shupten okapti adadi does not in any way take off a muksik. Muksik is a hadmotka veveraya. So what if shupten okapti adadi? I don't think so. Shutan Okapti Adadi Pashtas takes off when you come along and you say, I'll prove to you that it's mine.
Right. It says that we're both muksik.
In my chutzah for the
black. No, fakir, it says we're both muksik.
Right, but now it fell into one in my rishus. We're sitting in my rishus. And we're sitting there for the last 6 months. So I have a raya.
That's for a long time. Okay.
And it's mine because why would your property be sitting in my rishus
for a long time?
So that's a different issue. I will have to see. We'll look at that. We'll learn the Rosh and the Gemara. But Pashas, that's discussing the muksik of Gaidras, right? We say Gaidras and Chazaka, which Gaidras and Chazaka is only discussing the Chazaka of how come it's in my rishus, but not the chazaka of Moskva and Haraya. Because again, the Tukfa Kohen is the ultimate Goldress. And you still say there's a Moskva and Haraya there. So I think that's just, you know, I mix things up.
But then why would the Rush say Shutram Lokapti Adadi after establishing Mechatz Kinon Leidol
Tabayim? He's bothered by the question, why don't we have a Raya from the fact that it stayed in my rishus for such a long time.
No, but he says that the way that we know that there should have been is because mechazkina leidol tarvayu have.
Right, but now the wall fell into one person's rishus and it sat there, or one person picked up the stones and left them in his rishus.
So it's obviously only the muksik of, meaning it's obviously just, meaning it's not a raya.
No, it is. You know, we assume they were partners. Now, the wall fell down in one person's rishus, and it stayed there for 6 months.
So something must have happened.
I didn't have the svara of shutvin al kapti adadi, so I have a raya that it's mine. Because if it wasn't mine, why would your stones be in my rishus?
So what's the svara? Maybe something changed after it fell down.
Maybe I built it myself.
But then how does Shutan Lokapti Adadi undermine that?
Because since we assume, because it's since the starting assumption was a Yeshutan, because that's what we assume. And Mimele, once we assume that there's Shutan, then there's no Raya, the fact that it's sitting in your Rishus.
But that's circular.
Lokapti Adadi.
But it's but it's a raya from the fact that some rishis that were not shushim.
No, but that's only once you're once it's a circular. But since if we're shutzim, then there's no raya, and the starting point is that we're shutzim. And since shutzim lo kapti adadi, there's no raya.
But why isn't the fact that it's a raya just a raya that we're not shutzim just like it's a raya that it's mine?
Because it's only a raya that it's your, you're not shutzim. Because why didn't the guy scream at you to get your stuff out of his property?
But why can't the guy always say that?
Lo kapti adadi, there's no raya.
But whenever you're a muslim, the guy could say that. I'll tell you why it's senior rishus just that it's not a raya just because we're shutzim.
No. We normally don't know that he shut them. And here, the star.
We don't know that they shut them here either.
The fikach teaches you that they shut them.
The starting point is that we assume that they shut them. The starting point that we have, they have to always start with your starting point. The natural assumption is they shut them. So you have to bring a raya to slug up the starting point. So you say, well, listen, you see, it's in my rishus so long. It's a raya, it's mine. No, it's not a raya, because if our starting point was shutfim, so it could be we're still shutfim. There is no indication against. Okay, but anyway, let's read. I think I made a mistake by calling the rush. I made a mistake. But what's interesting is I'm not sure. Rashi doesn't say anan sadi, but it does sound that way. Really? Oh, so it sounds like an asis or chayev, therefore that's what someone happened. And the Rush, the Rambam, I don't know. The Rambam who says huksuk mishneim, so I don't know if that's what it means anan sadi, or it means more like what Aaron Hertzberg was saying. Aaron Hertzberg was saying that like we passed in the shayla already when the war was up. And therefore it's like too late. You don't like reopen the shayla. According to Aaron Hertzberg, it would be like it'd be like Tukva Cohen. We already paskind, and now once we paskind, the fact that you grab later doesn't do anything because we already paskind. Okay, it sounds like
isn't Huchzik a better description? Because for example, let's say one of them had a shtar saying the fact that where the other guy agrees that you it was all up in your lands. So if there was an anan sadi, the shtar wouldn't help lachar, right?
If there's an anan sadi, of course the shtar would help. Shtar overrides the anan sadi.
Shtar will override anan sadi?
Yeah, because shtar is edim, real edim, yes. Okay. Sure, shtar would override anan sadi, yes. Even a chazis would override the anan sadi, yes. Because it's the anan sadi doesn't have to be mamish, and it's the assumption when you have a shtar. The assumption is that if there's no indication otherwise, this is the assumption.
That's very similar to Huchzik, isn't it?
No, it's not Huchzik. It's that there's an assumption which we assume, but we only assume it because when there's no evidence otherwise, that's the assumption. You don't assume crazy, but it's Huchzik is because we paskined that way already. We paskined it in the past. The simple translation of Huchzik is that we paskins in the past, so we don't reopen the case.
So if anything, it would seem that Rashi would fit with in a potential long-term case with what the Rush was saying, but the Rambam probably wouldn't.
Let me leave the Rush out. I made a mistake. I shouldn't have quoted it. I made a mistake.
I'm only saying that as a theoretical. What would the difference be according to the Rashi and Rambam?
Let me leave that out there. Let me go further. So again, we go ahead, and it's not clear what the lefikach is. We'll have to learn. Obviously, the famous sugya here is the taisis of the lefikach, which Be'ez Hashem will do hopefully very soon. But the lefikach not like guys are mugging about Shoshan. Okay, the came begina. Okay, same thing. Okay, I read that a little quickly, but okay, let's see. Rashi, Ava became a gina, Machai, Vinashan, Lidos, Mokshinog, Ligor, Bam. So,
What does a chazis mean in this case?
Chazis is some kind of simen. I'm a big gonna be feed the Rashi. Big of Sada Lavin. Welcome Shinago, Big Mara Mafarish my Kamar, also called me Bikutz. Mafarish Big Gamara. So the Gemara is gonna explain what the chazis is. See, Mikhan is the Gemara. But chazis mechanic, I don't dish shame a soup. Okay, let's skip to this Taisis McVeal. This is an interesting Taisis McVeal. We'll have one to work on it for tomorrow. McVeal, then I say Gimel Tzvachim. How did Al Kamar McVeal Zayin Tzvachim? In other words, why don't they just say the total? McVeal is 6 Tzvachim. Then we figure out ourselves, each person gives 3.
What's the Nafka Mina? Why? What's Taisis concern of just the wording? Too many words. He gives.
I don't know. And I have another question, which is that usually when Taibis has a preamble, there is some kind of hemshech, right? And here, what is this introduction have to do with his Vim Taimar?
We didn't get there yet.
I understand, but I suspect they're connected. In other words, I suspect
the Shita asks both questions together. He doesn't have a preamble.
The Shita asks
both questions together. Why Vav and Bechlal? Why just say the Russia's Kasha?
So that makes me more suspect the same thing that there's a connection between the two question points.
Right.
So that might answer also your question, why there's a press. But let's try it again. I'm going, behold that I'll come our big veal of Vav Tzvachim. You show them that I'll knit in the name of Vav the Kohachim. Of in time, our my Israel and Mindy meet this veal because this can it that I call Minagodina, commotion, uncle came to ask. So we have two questions on the floor. One is, I'm out there, if Nelson wants to know what is Tysus's first problem. Why would one way be any better than the other? Okay. And two, Tom, what's the Hemshech in Taisis? Taisis says, am I Idrinamini? That would be a question, even if it rolled the Gvio above, it would also be the question. So the two questions have nothing to do with each other. So it's a little strange. Taisis is making it sounds like Taibis had two totally different questions. There's absolutely no hemshah between them. Okay. It's a little strange.
The only connection is because you can have a havamina that when you say a kol kaminiga medina goes on two different aspects, the material and also the dimensions. And the only common denominator is he's asking only on the dimensions and the width.
Yeah, but I don't know how that answers the question. So why did they explain the Hemshah? Okay, let me continue. I don't know. But that's really
the whole some say that the Bav Tfachim, the brick itself, it's not shot, each one gives three, a brick of three. The brick itself was 6. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So when they're splitting, it's only splitting on the money.
What? I'm sorry.
The brick itself was Vav Tvachim long.
Right.
So when they're splitting, it's the money. It's not pshat, each one brings a half a brick.
So what's the difference? Why does that make any difference?
I'm not sure.
Okay, I don't know. Okay, let me continue. So Taibis asked Kasha, my Yitzhak Mitni, since it says, I called me Gladina. Moshe Nogu came to ask him. Okay, Vishloimar, Dim Nogu Yaisem Revobigville, Lo Yasu. Oh, if the Minigam Medina is to do more than 6, Lo Yasu. We can't get the Kuda. And I can share my Furish. Okay, so why is that? What's the reason if there's such a din that you go with Minhag HaMedina? So why don't we follow the Minhag HaMedina for more? So what's the answer? What's the logic here?
You can say that it's an overkill, that Chachamim knew that that would be considered an overkill, and even if it's a minhag medina, it's not something justified. That we follow.
Right, so as we don't follow minhag medina, if it's minhag medina doesn't make any sense. Right, that's what it seems to be. That there's such a thing of a minhag shtus. So it's a minhag medina.
He doesn't call it minhag shtus. He just says it's overkill.
Okay. But that's the same svara, that since it's a not necessary, so the minhag medina is this. And even though when you bought the land and whatever, and you're obligated to follow minhag medinas, when you buy property, you agree, so to speak, to abide by the minhag medina. Right? In other words, otherwise, why do I have to follow minhag medina? So the parents is just some kind of, you know, that I live in, I happen to live in a fancy neighborhood. So my fancy neighborhood has minhag medina that they use the fancier stones. In a different place, they use the cheaper stones. So you have to follow minhag medina, and you can't say, listen, I want to be a cheaper, because there's an obligation. When a person buys a house in a certain location, so he obligates himself. There's a certain obligation. I'm going to follow minhag medina. So Taibis is saying, it seems a very big chiddush, that even though you're obligated to follow minhag medina, we don't know exactly what the basis for that chiyuv is, but pashtus is because there's a automatic chayvus. But you know, I'm going to follow the you know, the rules of the well, you know, they have these, what are they, co-op rules, whatever they're called. That's minhag medina. But if the minhag medina rules are stupid, I mean, don't make no sense. I don't have to follow it, even though those are the rules of the medina. Okay. Imtaimar.
Now, what's the raya? What's the raya before we get to the Imtaimar?
It's not a raya. It's just a miu.
He said, but kid the Mefarsh B'Gemara.
He Mefarsh B'Gemara about Hutzah V'Dafna.
Right. That less is okay.
So it means you can use the minhag medina allows us to do make a very junky wall.
So he's going from the quality of the wall, the width, the type of wall, to the dimensions. He's making a...
Taibis is assuming that a skinny gvil is better than Hutzah V'Dafna.
That's probably also much cheaper, no?
I know if it's cheaper. Hutzah V'Dafna is probably the cheapest.
Willow branches.
Taibis is assuming that if you made a wall of stone, even if you made it skinny stone, it's still a better wall than Hutzah V'Dafna. So if minhag medina allows me to make Hutzah V'Dafna, which is probably liable to fall down any minute, so then likewise, I'm allowed to make a wall of medina.
Why is that? Meaning that, therefore, I could be forced to make a wall of gvil that's very narrow. That's a lot of money.
You can't force me to do anything else. I don't want to spend more money than the minhag medina.
Can't the other guy say the minhag medina is silly? It doesn't make any sense. Just okay, like so where it's wider.
You want to spend more, you can spend more. If the minhag medina is Hutzah V'Dafna.
But when I want to
Hutzah V'Dafna is gonna fall down in a week. But that's good enough. I'm going to say Hutzah V'Dafna.
Hutzah V'Dafna costs $5. A gvil wall that's narrow costs $100. And it doesn't make any sense to make a gvil wall that's only one tefach.
Okay, I don't know. Okay, so you're saying that because it's not a good raya because it's more expensive. Okay, I hear.
No, but also the svara from the beginning of a wider wall, let's say a gvil wall that's like 10 tefachim. So the whole svara is that because the minhag medina makes no sense. So why can't the other guy say the same thing by a gvil wall that's one tefach?
No sense because it's extra for no purpose.
But why can't the guy say the same thing about making a very narrow grill wall, because that makes no sense.
It serves a purpose. It's
a waste of money.
It also serves a purpose. It stops the Hezek Ria, and it won't fall down for it to a certain amount of time. So that serves a purpose.
Right, but this makes no sense because you're putting up a $100 wall that's going to stand up for a day.
Okay, I don't know. Okay, I don't know. I assume
the rush doesn't
stand for more than a day. Let me. I want to read the first whole type. Let me try and finish. Sure, them noggle nice me that me you be good like yes. It can't come. I shared before. Me and noggle answers pummy above yes. The female noggle boots are that the young first we can work with. I'm our. Well, my boy, where I called Minigodino, that's so my. Machina, so you've answered the noggle boots are Daphne. In other words, according to Tysus, Tybus gets God finished saying that in Nogu Lasos Pachos Mibov Yase, and he brought a raya from Hutzah V'Dafna. So why did the Gemara say Hutzah V'Dafna? They should have said
anything.
Your measurements. What?
Is this Kasha on the terrace of the Gemara or the Habamim of the Gemara?
Kasha's on the terrace.
Right. Why say Hutzah V'Dafna? Should have said anything.
Right.
Eating cardboard.
Not cardboard. He means cardboard?
Mesipas, yeah. Even less than
Hutzah V'Dafna. The name of Shemel
Shenogu. And Rabbi Natam argues on that.
So his kasha is that even cardboard. So then, what is the connection to what he said previously?
He said, I just got finished telling you Hutzah V'Dafna, maybe even less than that. So
just the Gemara is that Hutzah V'Dafna. That's not Tysus.
It appears that he's saying that now that I told you that grill could be less than six, you know, I have this kasha. That's what it appears.
Right. In other words, that's why I'm disagreeing with Rabbi Meltzer. I don't think. I don't know. I'm just looking at this first time. But if Tavis's kasha is that even cardboard, so then there's absolutely no hemshach from what Tavis said above. It's time a kasha on the Gemara later. So for the kasha on the Gemara later, so you should ask on the Gemara later. Why does the Gemara later say Hutzah V'Dafna? The Gemara should say whatever it is. But if Tavis's kasha is on the what Tavis means?
No, the hemshich is because I
just got finished. The other choice is that Tavis Gupta is asking. I just got finished saying that you could do gvil one. You don't have to do gvil six. You could just do gvil one. So why did it say that kol gamina gamadina means gvil one? Like I just got finished answering. According to my answer. That if the minhag Medina is to make a skinny gvil, you make a skinny gvil. So that's what I call minhag Medina could have meant, a skinny gvil. So then the imtaymar is a following from the previous answer. Okay, that's two different ways of reading the question.
Can Rabbi please repeat that again?
Yes, you know, when time is asked, let it say, lema. So what is minikomikimis? So you're saying he means cardboard, a different material besides a cheaper material than Hutzah V'Dafna. And I thought he meant a skinnier wool than a skinnier version of gvil. Means a gvil that's instead of three tefachim and three, which is six, is only one tefach and one tefach, which is only a grand total of two. And that's why.
But Tysus said that that's pshat in the Gemara of Hutzah V'Dafna.
No, he didn't say that's pshat in Hutzah V'Dafna. He learned it out of Hutzah V'Dafna. He maybe made a kal v'chomer from Hutzah V'Dafna.
Correct. That's right.
But Tysus now is asking, assuming it's a kal v'chomer of Hutzah V'Dafna, so how does the Gemara know to be that it's coming to teach you Hutzah V'Dafna? Maybe it's only coming to teach you gvio of two. And maybe Enochinami, Hutzah V'Dafna is no good for all I know. Whatever, in other words, it's in other words, that's why I think it's a flow of the kasha from the previous answer.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm being sticking my neck out because I don't know what Tavis is going to answer. We'll see.
But however, the answer is not mashma like that.
Not mashma like I'm saying. Yeah, that's why.
There's Maram over here.
Yeah, okay. So that's read.
Not so simple. So
we don't know what the, so there's two ways you can read the question. You can read the question like Rabbi Meltzer, that the question is that it should say not Hutzav Adasna. But the problem with that shot, I think, is so it has Chayra, that's Tamakasha on the Gemara later. You should ask on the Gemara later.
No, it's a hemshich of what he says.
Hutzav Adasna. You should have
the Gemara. It's a hemshich of what he says.
And if the Gemara say Hutzav Adasna, well, it doesn't have to be Hutzav Adasna. It could be cardboard.
No, he's arguing on the rush. In other words, he's saying Bechlala just got finished telling you that anything less is good. So just say it. That's the hemshich. Why is Gemara commit itself to Hutzav Adasna for?
You sound like you're changing your pshat to Rebbe's pshat.
Yes. Okay. Let me keep on reading. Well, let's keep on reading. V'nir Rabbein Atam, the daf gebut the dafna, upon the kind of feel no go minik had you do. The daf gehut of the dafna, dafna hut of the dafna. Yes. So it doesn't sound like I said the question. But avopokos mikan, feel no go minik had you do. Umukach mikan, the yesh min hagen de nitzmach vem hechel itzana kol minik amedina. Okay, so there's a lot of problems in this thesis.
Why is it called minik shtus? What's the purpose of minik hedjit?
Okay, I have another problem. Tavis in the beginning said that if you make veal more than 3 or more than 6, you don't have to do it. Why did Tavis say right over there in the very beginning, Umuka mikan, the yesh min hagen shenizma chaleim afil hechel toy, that's called kaminik amedina, right? Tavis, there are, Tavis has two parts. The first part of Tavis says that you don't have to make more than 6. If it's, because it's, apparently it's silly, even if that's a minik amedina. The end of Tavis is mechanesh, that you can't use pachos mi hutzav adasna. So it sounds like that the end of Tavis is being mechanish is chiddush. Mikan muchach the yesh min hagen shenizmach aleihem. Even if it says I call kaminik amedina, you can be muchach that from the beginning of Tavis.
The beginning of Tavis could say that it doesn't have to be more than 6, not that it can't be less than 6. The end of Tavis teaches me
that still shows that mikan muchach. Here the Mishnah said I call kaminik amedina. You live in a Medina, you live in Beverly Hills, and in Beverly Hills, they have a minig that you use gvil tenfachim, because they like to splurge in Beverly Hills. And the Mishnah is telling you, you don't have to. So I could say from the beginning of Tisus, mikan muchach, that you don't have to follow the minig Medina, even though it says, I call it minig Medina.
Rabbeinu Tam is arguing on the first part of Tosis. First part of Tosis says anything, even less than Hutzav Adasna. Kum tzegei Rabbeinu Tam. And he says, no. That's not pshat in the Gemara. When the Gemara says, Lasui Mayrim, Hutzav Adasna, is Dafka Hutzav Adasna. That's the bottom.
Right,
nothing
okay.
Less.
Fine. I hear, but when Tosis says mikan muchach, the eish min hagen shenismach aleihem. Why?
The earlier minhag that we said that you don't have to follow, that was where it doesn't help. It's just pure showing off.
Okay, so that's good. So that's the eish min hagen. Afilo eichin etanara kol kaminik amedina. Even though it says kol kaminik amedina, you don't have to follow certain minhagen.
Because over there, it's pushing. It doesn't
help. If it's shuyot.
Over here, right?
I don't know. Anyway, so I'm a little confused. Let me say over all the different things I'm confused about. So we can go ahead. Maybe tomorrow we'll read it to start, do this type is over again. But first of all, we don't know if there's any hemshach from the beginning of Tisus to the second question of Tisus, right? That was our first thing we got stuck on. Tavis is bothered by wanted to say Gvil 6. And then that doesn't seem to have any connection to his next question that says, I call Kaminik Amedina. Doesn't seem to be any connection. So it's a little strange that there's no hemshech in Taisis. We usually like when Taisis especially gives a preamble, there should be a hemshech. Okay, that's first problem. That's a question.
Before that, can wait, I wait, just wait, say, wait, what's the... No, I don't understand what Taisis' first question. What's Taisis' first question?
I don't know.
I'm saying, what's Taisis' first question? I'm not clear on what Taisis...
Why is one better than the other?
No, what is Taisis' question of six? What does that question mean?
Six instead of saying three and three.
Why does it say three and three? It should just say six?
Yes.
Yes, less words.
Okay. Yes, that sounds like Taisis' question is less words, yes. So Taisis' question is, there was a shorter way Pashas to say it, and Taisis answers, because then it would be misleading. Okay, but that doesn't seem to have any connection to his next question. So to speak, it should have been a separate derivative masculine. Okay, so they kvetches. You say, no, since they're both, it's just with one line, you want to make a whole separate derivative masculine for that. So he stuck them together. Okay, not the nicest. Then we say, Taisis asks the Kasha, why you have to say it's just a Kog Meg Medina? So Taisis says to teach you that that more you don't have to do. But Pachis, it's okay. Okay. Then he says, my boy, make what I call me Gadina, so you might. So in light of Tavis's answer, we have two ways of reading this question. Is Tavis Kasha that it should have said even cardboard? Or is Tavis Kasha, you should have said via what? So in light of Tavis's answer, it sounds like Tavis is saying, Dafka Hutzava Dafna, Avapachos Mikan means not cardboard. So it sounds like from Tavis's answer, I wouldn't say it's conclusive, but it sounds like from Tavis's answer that Tavis's question was like Rabbi Meltzer was saying that you should have written that the Chiddush is even cardboard. So we had a question that Im Daimar has not just that there's no Hemshach, but that has nothing to do with this Gemara Daf Beis. It's like Tavis is being like the ultimate Yenta. He goes and he quotes the Gemara later that says, Afida Hutza Vidafna. And now he asks the Kasha on that Gemara. You know, once I ask that Kasha on the Gemara, once I quoted that Gemara, I'll ask the Kasha on it. You know, what does that have to do? If assuming Tavis' Kasha was that it shouldn't have said Hutza Vidafna, it should have said cardboard, so then there's no Hemshach in the Taisis. There's nothing to do with it. I just said before. Okay.
Wait, that maybe Tosa's question.
Oh, I thought I said there's two separate questions. One is there's no Hemshach.
I'm thinking of my question. And then the question number four, I think I'm up to four, is that why does Taisis say Umuka Mikan when he could have said that from already or previously, Muga, that there's certain minhagim we don't have to follow? Okay.
Rabbi, I only heard three questions. Question number one. Question number one is there's no hemshach. Question number two is it's really a question on the Gemara.
Question number two.
Question number one is there's no hemshach. Question number two, it's really a question that it's really a question on the Gemara, not a question here.
Assuming that Rabbi Meltzer is right in the Pshat right. Question.
And then question number three is why is he saying it at the end? He could have said in the beginning. What's that?
It's not Mikan Mukach. It's Mukach from before.
Because that's three questions, not four questions, right?
I thought I had a fourth one. No, then I didn't have a fourth one.
I mean, the fourth question is not it's really not such a kasha.
What was the fourth?
More higher is this pshat. You're not mechuyev, but lower is the pshat. It's a minik shtus. So that's why Mikan Mukach, that when you have a minik shtus, you don't have to follow it.
Yeah.
You can't prove that from the first case.
Why not?
More just says you're not machleed because it's strong enough.
That's also minik shtus.
No.
There's no upside, though. There's no upside of having it bigger. There's an upside of having it smaller. It's cheaper. Right? So maybe the minik is to make it cheaper. That is a good minik. Even though if it does something, if the minik is pull something, there's a rhyme to it. It's not just we're saying that the minig is
making it thicker. There's a minig that'll last for against a hurricane.
It'll last longer, right?
But there's an earthquake. In Miami, it's more expensive to build. Once our building in Bell Harbor fell down, now you cause all the prices of building went up because right. you gotta build everything.
There's a reason why the contractor built it that way in the first place.
You know,
right? There's a reason why it did that way, right?
We're ready.
Save money.
We're ready to finish the Shack and Bato. Yeah, were you here when we first moved into this building? Who was here when we first moved into Miami? We first moved into Miami, we had a wooden building on our property. It was up to about Hurricane Stan Cole's number zero. It was a piece of a wooden shack. But that it was built in the original building, and once it's built, it was built. So we were, you know, grandfathered in. You can never build something like that anymore.
The idea is, one of the niches
that Miami had, that we had it when we bought the property, it came with this wooden structure that was mamish, that was worthless. We were going to knock it down because it was worthless. And then sure enough, a hurricane knocked it down and we got the Uncle Sam paid us for it. They gave us a new building because they had to pay for the hurricane knocked down our building.
Sure. Right, so maybe
I'm saying veal 10 is it won't get knocked down by
there's no upside though.
There's a hurricane.
But that's not.
There's a hurricane. It'll stand up. That's saying there's a hurricane. There's a hurricane. Now they don't have hurricanes in Israel. You never know. I don't know. You know, there's a it could be the hurricane, the earthquake. You know, there's an earthquake. So if you have an earthquake, go stand up. I don't think you can't say
but it's a maybe Chazal were Messiah that there is no advantage. Once you reach a certain distance, there is no advantage.
Very hard to say such a thing.
In terms of Rebbe's list of four questions,
only have three. I don't remember the fourth question.
So was the fourth question, Stam, just wondering what was Tosis' question, either Gvil one tefach or cardboard?
Oh, maybe. What was his question? Okay, maybe. I that could be. That might be right.
Nachlas
David. And also, you said there's a Maram here?
There's a Maram on the Hemshech, and there's also Nachlas David on what Tosis Kash is.
Is a Nachlas David on what the Kash is?
Oh, yeah.
He brings it to our two choices?
What Tosis proof is from Mahutza V'Dafna.
Okay, so I have to do... Obviously, I have to go do some work. So I have to look at the. Okay, so I have to do the. I didn't start. No. So you say there's a Maram and a Nachlas David. Okay, we don't have Shamir here. Usually Shamir used to give us our Maram and Kaimis. Okay. Anyway, but that's what I would suggest. For, I don't know if you people want to continue for tomorrow. I maybe did such a bad job. I was going to leave already. But let's do this type is over.
We're already down four people from the beginning.
Okay. Anyway, so let's do this type is over again tomorrow from the beginning. And look at the Maram. And okay, the Nachlas David. It sounds like the Maram, we know the Maram has a reputation of being very, very easy and being very, very hard, right?
Yes.
He speaks very easy, but then when you stop and say, but wait a second, you know, he first sounds like he's very simple, but then you stop again, then you can't figure out what he's talking about. So I don't know. We'll see. Obviously, he's one of the great, the Maram is, you know, Mayor Maram Lublin, is that a big boss? But okay, anyway, very big. I'm not making that.
Also, Maram is learning pshat that Tosis is arguing on the rush. So we have to look at the rush as well.
Okay. So we'll look at we'll do like this. For tomorrow, we'll read over Tosis and we'll also go ahead and start with the Maram, because Maram is not usually very easy at first. And then maybe it sounds like I would like to look at the Nachlas David. Okay, and I mentioned that Wednesday, regretfully, I hate to start with this, but Wednesday there's a Talmud who lives in Florida and is getting married in Florida. So I have to go. There was a Talmud here in the yeshiva and he's getting married here.
For Rebbe. Rebbe doesn't have to travel too far.
Yeah, okay. Well, if he wouldn't have been not in Florida, I wouldn't necessarily have been gone.
So Rebbe usually first